You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Folk singer-songwriter Jessica Malone recorded a live album earlier this summer at Harlow's, and she's launching the album with a party this Saturday, December 8th, at Goldfield Trading Post in Midtown Sacramento. Jessica and I had a great conversation in June before she recorded that album, so here's a little bit of it recued.
I grew up in the foothills of a volcano. Beautiful volcano, 14,000 feet of mountain. So, yeah, that's deep in my roots, in my soul, Mount Shasta.
Tell me about the first song that you're going to play. I'd love to hear a song here live in the studio, but the backstory about it. So what are you going to play first, and where'd that song come from?
The song I'm going to play first is called Gold Flowers of the West. I love the West Coast. I really love California. And when I travel, when I go places, I always miss California. And one of the things I think about are the flowers, the poppies. California is also my favorite Joni Mitchell song. But I always think about the mountains and the redwoods and the flowers and the nature. California has just about everything. It's got the snowy mountains, it has the deserts, it has the ocean. And I sing about each of those things in Gold Flowers of the West.
Here she is, Jessica Malone, with Gold Flowers of the West.
Wasn't born in a big old mansion. I don't have a million things, but my voice was meant for singing, and these hands were built for strings. Oh, 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 oh. Across the desert, see the ocean, windy highway, through the fog, the coast, she cries out to me anytime I stay away too long. Oh, oh, oh. Banks, the fields and the meadows, in the sun they take away my breath. Gold flowers of the West, gold flowers of the West. Wanna get lost in the redwoods and find myself on a mountainside, all the while a lonely violin keeps playing on through my mind. Mm. 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 I've been restless, I've been weary, sleepless nights, they feel so long. I need comfort. When I get there, I'm gonna lay in California's arms. I'm gonna lay in California's arms. Gold flowers of the West, they call me home. From the riverbanks, the fields and the meadows, in the sun they take away my breath. Banks, the fields and the meadows, in the sun they take away my breath. Gold flowers of the West. Oh.
Beautiful song. How long did it take you to write that song?
That one was about 2 or 3 months. Sometimes songs happen really fast. That one evolved over a longer period of time. So I had the idea, and then about every week I would think of something new and add it, and then add something new. And then I brought it into a rehearsal, and the guys had great ideas and it evolved even more from there, about 2 or 3 months before it was finished.
Did the idea for that song start on guitar or start in your head as lyrics or a melody?
It started as a melody. I was singing in the shower. And I sang it.
That really happens, right?
That really does happen. That's true. I was like, oh, I love this. And so then the next chance I got, I picked up my guitar. I was like, all right, I had to keep repeating it so I didn't lose it.
We are talking just before the live recordings of the new album. Whew. One which happens on your birthday, mm-hmm. The other 3 days later. What's your vision or expectation?
I think it's going to go great. I think it's going to go exactly how it's supposed to. Live recordings are real. They're raw. I think that people want that. People love that. I'm excited to get this representation of the amount of energy that this band brings to the stage. When I play with my guitar, it's one way. But when the whole band is there, we're all playing at the same time and we're all feeding off of each other, that's something magical. And I'm really excited to capture it. Some of my favorite recordings, too. I think about Ella Fitzgerald has a recording of How High the Moon, where she forgets the words and she just starts improvising. And it's so brilliant. And it's one of my favorite recordings of all time. I think that it's not so much about perfection, and it's more about being real and just what is exactly happening and how we sound and what we do. And so that's what I'm really looking forward to, is capturing that.
There's a perspective in Gold Flowers of the West that makes me think you're looking back at home or longing for home or something. I get a sense of you having some distance. So what's that all about?
That's exactly right. I do a lot of traveling. I do a lot of touring. I've even moved away from California for a short time, and I always miss it. There's definitely a touch of that longing and that missing the comfort of California and home.
This leads us pretty directly into the next song you're going to play, which is Lonesome in Montana. Let's hear that story.
Sure. My mom moved to Montana last year, and I got to go visit her a couple of times. But our conversations on the phone started changing a little bit, and she was saying things that I'd never heard her say before. Things about lone wolves, and there's a sign. She lives in Butte, and there's a sign from Bozeman coming back into Butte that says, "Bighorn skulls beetle cleaned." And that's, and that's where the beetles will clean all the stuff off of the skulls, and they have an enzyme that polishes the skulls. It's really cool. And so she started saying these things. I'm like, these are lyrics. And so I started writing this song called Lonesome in Montana, and it references all those conversations and Montana-isms.
Let's listen. Here's Jessica Malone performing for us in our studio, Lonesome in Montana.
It's strong and heart soft, mountain mama mine. Got to dreaming about the big sky and the ponderosa pines. Red-eyed drive up the highway, turn a page, roll a stone. Rearview mirror, leaving behind 1,000 miles of road. Now she lonesome in Montana, somewhere out near Yellowstone. Wolves are howling at the window, reminding her that she's lonesome in Montana. Yeah, she's out there on her own. Best part about her leaving, gonna be the day she comes back home. Missoula, between the Rockies and the plain, saw a sign just for Bozeman, said longhorn skulls beetle clean. Now she lonesome in Montana, somewhere out near Yellowstone. Wolves are howling at the window, reminding her leave a day, she comes back home. Come back home. Come back.
That's Jessica Malone. Her album release party is Saturday, December 8th at Goldfield Trading Post in Midtown Sacramento. Doors open at 7:30. Thanks to Cody Drabble, Anthony Van Hook, and Andrew Nixon for recording and posting all of that beautiful music. Let's close with one more song by Jessica Malone. This is Porch Swing Sundays. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.